building a marketing team can be a really difficult thing. At growing firms, hiring the right people at the right time is super important. We're talking today with Frank Misiski, Director of Marketing at Robust Wealth, about what he and his firm are doing to build their marketing team. Frank, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So let's get right to it. Let's have some fun. What's your favorite team? Tell us why.
Cool. So the obvious answer for me right now, I'm a Philadelphia fan through and through, born and raised, is my Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. And beyond bringing home a Lombardi trophy and having a parade down Broad Street, I think the team exemplified a lot of the things that make a great team a great team throughout the season. For those of you not from the Philadelphia area, the Philadelphia Eagles throughout the season faced a lot of adversity. They lost a number of starters, a number of key roles on the team, and the coaching staff was able to focus on leveraging the strengths of some of those teammates in order to win some games and get some excellent playoff positioning. There was a strong emphasis on culture throughout the season, making sure that the team gelled and operated beyond the sum of all the parts. And, you know, aside from the X's and O's and the things that really made that team special, I just think that the whole package was something that was exciting to watch this season. I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing very similar delivery from a sports team like that for seasons to come.
So that is a perfect bridge segue into my first real question here, which is, how important is personality in terms of determining fits as you build a marketing team? I know your firm is posted for new hires. When you look at that, do you have the sort of Philadelphia Eagles mindset where you're trying to find people that want to win together?
Yeah, I think personality is super important when building out a team. You know, it's easy to think about, you know, what can someone bring from day one in terms of established skill set and things they can execute against. But I think personality, and above and beyond personality, cultural fit and value fit are important, especially when working with a small team. You need to make sure that whoever's coming on board can buy into your mission as a company, not only from, you know, a deliverable standpoint, what you need to accomplish, but, you know, the real core essence of what you're trying to accomplish as a core unit. One of the things that we look out at as we hire is, you know, how does someone fit into this greater ecosystem of core beliefs, and how they jive beyond the X's and O's, as I mentioned with the Eagles example.
So as you think about building a team, obviously in the world of professional sports, there's so much specialization today where, you know, in baseball, you have the left-hand reliever that comes in for one out. Let's apply that to the world of modern marketing. What are some of the skill sets you're looking for? Like, do you need generalists, specialists? How are you building out your team?
I think it's a balance of both and seeing where someone fits in. I think, you know, specialists certainly have their place. As a smaller marketing team, I'm looking for a lot of utility players, but not utility players in the sense that, you know, they can cover every single position, but maybe specialists in, let's say, middle infield, if we're using the baseball example, you know, a pitcher that can bring in some solid middle relief and also close out a game. You need someone that has a skill set that can kind of work beyond what their narrow focus or their silo would be at a larger organization, but not so wide that they lose focus and aren't able to perform up against some of the key metrics that we have in place. So I think, you know, from a skill set perspective, versatility to me is huge. I think going back to your personality and culture question, I think grit and determination are super important, being able to work through problems and challenge oneself. And another thing is, I think beyond some of those kind of higher level personality traits, great writing is something that you can never get enough of. I think every marketer should be able to put together a solid brief, should be able to write a social post, should be able to write a blog post if they need to, because ultimately marketers are communicators and you can't put thoughts to pen or keyboard, you're really going to have a hard time doing the other tactical things that a marketer is required to do.
You hit on something that's near and dear to our heart here. We believe that hiring good writers might be the hardest skill set to hire for. Would you agree, or do you think there's another skill set that's more difficult to pin down?
I think I think you're spot on. I think, you know, hiring a good writer is difficult. Hiring a great writer is obviously more difficult. I've found that there are a lot of coachable writers out there. So it's just a matter of whether or not you're willing to or able to take the time to coach them through what your vision is and what your voice is as an organization. I think that another thing that's difficult to hire for too, and I mentioned this in the last question, was grit. It's a personality trait and a skill set that I think is very important, especially with a smaller team. And it's an intangible. So being able to put someone in a position where maybe in an interview setting where they're forced or asked to write a challenging brief or a challenging quick blog post or something like that with a subject matter they're unfamiliar with and see how they push through it, see what kind of questions they ask. I think you can learn a lot about an interviewer or an interviewee, based on the questions they ask, not necessarily on what they deliver in that interview session. And I think all that comes back to if they have those innate question answering skills and an ability to write, an ability to be coached, I think you can find someone that has that skill.
So your business is in a fast moving space. FinTech has been the hot area for the RIA and overall financial services community. When you think about trying to plan marketing strategies in that environment where the puck is constantly moving, how do you do that? Like, how do you maintain a nimble approach while thinking long term at the same time?
The first step is prioritization. Every day, my team has a priorities meeting. You can call it a daily huddle. You can call it a daily stand-up. But we're focused on two things in those meetings. One is, what are your priorities for the day? What's your top priority, your second priority, and your third priority? And then the second thing is, what are your roadblocks? As a manager of a young team, and hopefully a team that grows substantially in the next year, it's important for us to identify what those challenges are and move them out of the way. And I think having a strong sense of prioritization and where things lie in not only execution, but weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual strategy are beyond important when working with a team that needs to work fast, but also just quickly on the fly. I think goal setting is also something that can be easily ignored when working on a smaller, fast, nimble team. But I also think it's important to have goals that are flexible, given the fact that goals change across the organization. So I think those two things are important. Being able to write down goals and have them be quantifiable, but also flexible based on environment and things beyond your team's control. And then making sure that you're prioritizing tasks and the little stuff to get there long term.
All right, Frank, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate the conversation. For more information on Frank and his firm, go to robustwealth.com. And for more from us, check out financialservicesmarketing.com. Thanks.